Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. What is up? What is up? This is your host, Maciel. How are you guys doing? Oh my gosh, it's April. Oh, I said that already in the previous episode. It's April 15th, y'all. And I want to say thank you so much for showing up today. Thank you for writing. And thank you for believing in yourself. Seriously, even if you feel like, oh, like I'm not really writing right now. It's not a priority. You guys, totally, you know, have some self-compassion. You deserve it. By listening to this podcast and by reading books and listening to other podcasts, you are saying, hey, I am worth it and my words matter. Yes, you guys, your words matter. Okay, all right, you guys. So, in this episode, we're talking about upgrading my dictation process. I have done a couple of tweaks, and with COVID-19 going on, I have really been so grateful that I've had this time to reflect and to understand kind of where I'm going. And I hope that you are also feeling this, period. Period. Oh my gosh, I said period, you guys. That's where my dictation process is. And you know what? I was going to cut it out, but then I was like, no, wait, this is how I talk when I'm doing my dictation. It can be a little weird, but it comes out sometimes, and it comes out in a normal conversation. So I'm going to leave it in there. All right. I hope you guys enjoy that, you know, real humanness that I've got going on, because it's all about being human, right? So yeah, love you. Anyways, so going back to upgrading my dictation. Because of COVID-19, I've had time to reflect and to understand my business as a business. And if you're like me, and if you still feel like maybe you're a beginner writer or that your work is like a beginner writer status, this might be a perfect time for you to let go of that. We have these myths that tell us that, oh, if you're a new writer, then your work isn't worth much because it should go into the free bin or into the discount pile. But that's not true. I mean, even if we have different types of artists that are varying in their skill level, I mean, would you tell someone who gives you like this, just a portrait of yourself? Like, would you tell them, oh, well, it's worthless. Okay, maybe Van Gogh didn't draw it, but like, would that really be the case? Would you go up to that person and say, well, this isn't worth anything? Of course it's worth something. If Van Gogh has started off and still was as famous as he is now, wouldn't you still go look for those first paintings? That's not Starry Night, but it's his first painting. Oh my gosh, there's value in that. And what's really interesting is that we tend not to add value, especially when it comes to something so personal as writing. So, my little rant is that I hope that you can find some peace and some areas where you can have gratitude in your life during COVID-19, because this is definitely a strange and upending time, and I hope that you are still enjoying your life despite the uncertainties and the anxieties that might be occurring. You know, and I'm hoping for you, I'm praying for you, man. You know, like I'm saying, girl, you got this, you can write, and your words are still important to you and to everyone else who will benefit from your words. All right, so before we jump into my dictation process and my upgrade of my dictation process, you guys, I have been dictating today, so if my words don't come out like normal, it's because I want to say things like new line, period, punctuation this, you know, so please forgive me. All right, your prompt for this week is, you wake up in the middle of a dream, but you can control every aspect. Period. Period. There you go again. You start with a cup of wine in your hand, and what happens next? And your motivation is, art is anything you can get away with. Andy Warhol. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that really ties into what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, which is saying, hey, don't devalue your work. If you can get away with it, then move forward. All right, so really briefly, I want to talk about how I started doing dictation so that I can tell you how I'm adjusting my dictation from here on out. So as you guys know, I love dictation. I think it is such a handy tool. It is such a great way to express your true, authentic voice without diving into the soul-sucking that can be rewriting, right? I mean, you can redraft something and it still has your voice. Sometimes we take our work through the ringer and it's not even our voice at the end of it. We sound like millions of other people. So one of the major things I love about dictation. So let me just kind of start at the beginning to give some context. So dictation is when you use your voice to tell your story, and then you use either a service, a person, or a software to get that transcribed into text. And this is something that has been really just coming up in our tech, in our world, just simply by our phones. I mean, has anybody tried using the dictation on your phone? So like, you know, you're going to send a message to someone, you press the microphone button, and as you're saying like, oh, hey girl, yeah, I'll meet you at the cafe in 10, it types it into the phone for you, and then you can send it. This way you don't have to text. It's just simple dictation. This is different from just recording your voice and sending a voice message. It actually transcribed what you said. So dictation is a way for us to write our books because we can talk about our story, get background information or characters, and then that can get transcribed into text. Now, there are a couple of ways to do this. You can use free apps, for example. You can Google Docs has a free dictation device inside their suite. You can try some other form of it. I think like there's plenty of apps on the iPhone and other phones that will do this. Then you can upgrade to perhaps a transcription service, which can be expensive, but you have someone who's going to listen to your files and then transcribe it accurately. Or you can upgrade again and do what I do, which is I invested in Dragon Naturally Speaking, which was close to $300 when I got it, and you're training it so it can adapt to your voice. And after several sessions of practice, it gets your voice down like 97%. It's accurate. It's really fantastic. So that might be a way that you might start. Now, the problem with free apps right now is that they're really not very accurate. Like, you might look at something and be like, oh yeah, I mean, like 50% of those words make sense. Oh my gosh, with Dragon Naturally Speaking, I'm like, I really feel like I should do like some sort of affiliate marketing for them or something, because I love them and I'm not getting anything out of this. Like, I love them. Even when I'm like on like talking to other people, I'm like, you need this. So the free apps might not always be very accurate, which is unfortunate because there are a lot of writers out there with mobility and typing issues, I mean health issues, and it would just be great if they could just have this upgraded software for free. Transcription services where there's someone on the other side who's going to transcribe it, that can be really expensive. So that's why I really like Dragon. And the cool thing about Dragon is that it really does seem to be dependent on your microphone. So if you don't have a good microphone, then your words are going to come out clunky, but if you have, you know, an up-to-date or really high-quality microphone, then your content's going to come out practically super clean. All right, so let me tell you how, now that we have that context, let me tell you how I've been doing this. So I have an Olympus recorder, and I have a headset that goes with it that has a pull-down mic so that I can record my voice, and I have like three sound filters on it, so I don't have so much popping. You know, when you say a P or a T, it tends to pop. And I have found that this has been working pretty well in that I don't have to look at the screen because I get distracted by seeing words pop up. So I like to have something that's not going to show me the words. It's not transcribing while I'm dictating. It'll do it after. And then I can import the files that I have and then use the auto transcribe folder agent provided by Dragon to get that transcribed. Okay. Some issues that I've been running into is that my microphone isn't very good. It has like that dual, like split microphone editor. It's like it's a microphone and a headset. And the problem with that is that the mic that I have for this, it has a lot of that popping sound and it doesn't sound good. You know, it doesn't sound good, and Dragon has a hard time updating my voice and upgrading it. Now, one thing that I've been doing as practice on the side is as I'm doing the podcast and doing edits and revisions with Dragon, which is totally possible, I've been updating my profile, and so my podcast microphone has actually become the ideal microphone. So what am I saying? I'm making an improvement, and I've tried it today, and I did 1 hour of practice dictation, and immediately I can tell you my results, right? So first and foremost, I have a desk microphone by Uhuru, and it was $50 on Amazon. And it comes with a pop filter and an extra, like, I don't know what this thing is called, but like a sleeve that goes over the mic. And it's really high quality for what I was able to get off Amazon. And I love it, right? Because when I first wanted to create this podcast, I didn't want low quality sound. I can't really stand when I listen to podcasts and there's low quality sound. Of course, now I need to work on my enunciation. But this has been super helpful because since I've been improving my profile, I tried this 1 hour of dictation through this profile and through this microphone, which is my podcasting microphone, and these were my results. Right off the bat, you guys, I mean, I probably had 93 to 95% accuracy from, you know, trying to do it through my Olympus, which isn't bad. But all of that does take and eat time away from my writing because I have to go back and edit and change and update and optimize. And although I feel like this system has been working, now that I've looked at this hour of recording, you guys, it was like 97 to 98% accurate. And it was like, and the places that I thought, oh, it's going to mess up here, it was beautiful. I was like, oh, I could read that. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's practically ready to publish. It's so easy to read. And of course, I've had practice talking into the microphone and doing my dictation this way, so my sentences do come out a lot more clear. But after doing this and having this kind of practice, I hit over 3,000 words within 1 hour, and I had about a 97 to 98% accuracy. Now, you guys, that in itself is like, oh yes, I love that. I love it. It's time saved, it's effort saved, and why not use these tools while we have them? That's beautiful, beautiful. So, with that being said, I just want to summarize what my transition is. My transition is that I'm moving from my Olympus recorder, which can be ideal if you want to walk outside, if you want to be on a treadmill, you know, be more mobile. And I love it. I love it because it helped me practice. But I'm moving from my Olympus recorder to my Uhuru podcast microphone at my desk. And, you know, I am not going to go out and walk and talk anyways because I get too distracted. So it's better if I just stay at my desk and dictate. So that's what I'll be doing. That's the changes that I'm going to be implementing. And I'm really excited for them because when things feel more exciting and less like work, you can have more fun and play within your world and play with your characters because you don't have to think about, oh, I have to go back and re-edit all of these things. And sometimes the side tasks in writing can feel like they're overshadowing the joy of writing. You know, we don't want that. So I wanted to give this to you as a suggestion to perhaps optimize your workflow. And in summary, if you have a current workflow and you feel like there's something that you're like stumbling on or it's taking too much time away from your focused writing time, then I challenge you to look at it, write it down. What's the obstacle and what are some ways that you can work around it? Maybe delegate it. Maybe you don't need that. Some things and options to optimize your writing time because you guys, we're writers. You're a writer. You are. You got this. All right. So that sums up this episode. You guys, I'm offering coaching again. So I'm doing hour blocks. If you want to schedule that with me, you can email me, maciel@blackheartedstudios.com. You can also go onto themaciel.com and there should be like a pop-up that will show you like, hey, get this free book on unlocking your writing. And then if you sign up for that, then you'll be getting a newsletter soon on the discount prices and what the prices are. Because if you sign up for my newsletter, you're automatically going to get a discount on the coaching prices. Also for editing needs, if you guys need a copy editor or developmental editor, I'm your girl. I'm happy to help you. Especially during COVID-19, I'm I'm not an editor who wants to tear you down. I'm an editor who says, hey, maybe some of these things could be changed, but your writing deserves to be out in the world. I totally believe that. I really believe that. Every single one of you, your stories are different from each other, and you can do this. You can write that beautiful book that's on your heart. Okay, so if you want more information, you can email me again, Maciel@blackheartedstudios.com, or go to my website, themaciel.com, and there should be that pop-up. You can sign up, and you'll get the coupon discounts in there. All right, guys, as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, and think, and all those good things, and I will catch you on the other side. Bye!
Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.